10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needs something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
The Burt Show.
All right, I'm going to do you a huge favor here. If you like Jason Momoa and you want to see his ass a lot, I got a show for you. I stumbled on it last night on Apple TV. It's called Chief of War. Have you guys heard about it?
No.
Just saw a commercial for it. I'm like, this is right down my alley, man. It's like Hawaiian history. It's based on Hawaiian history when the different islands and chiefs from the different islands used to like fight with each other, man. Guys from Kauai would just all head on over to Oahu and they just start kicking each other's ass, right? Well, Jason Momoa stars in it. And because of the dress of the time, he is mostly unclothed. You know, like those old school like thongs they used to wear? You're like the samurai, not samurai guys, but the sumo wrestler guys, whatever that thing's called. He's in that thing the entire time. You are checking out Jason Momoa's ass and he's swimming naked. If you like Jason Momoa's ass, you will like this show. I personally love the show, not because of his ass, just because it's great. But if you want to see Jason Momoa's ass, there it is.
Is he riding a shark?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, in the very first couple of scenes, he rides a shark because they're trying to make him out to be, well, I'm not going to tell you what it's about. I'm just telling you, it's almost like old school Hawaiian mafia.
I'm Googling this for educational purposes.
That's a lot of butt.
That's so much butt. That's almost too much butt.
I must have parental controls on my computer because I'm getting very little butt.
75% of the show is looking at his ass.
Have you seen the him freshly shaved?
Like his face? Hair?
He shaved his face.
Oh.
I've seen him freshly manicured lately.
Yeah.
On that show.
Yeah, so apparently for Dune 3 or whatever his next role is, he had to shave off all of his facial hair. It don't hit the same.
Oh, really?
It doesn't, really? You like that ruggedy kind of like,
I'm all about the beard. Yeah. I need a good beard.
He's one of those guys that you would assume he comes out the womb with a beard.
What do you think?
Yeah!
The butt or the beard?
Not the same.
He's
still very good looking.
Yes.
And I think maybe I am skewed because my husband has a beard and always has.
Mm-hmm.
But if he approached me without a beard, I would be like, you're sketchy and shady. Leave me alone.
Yeah,
but with the beard, I'd be like, hello, daddy. Take off that mawashi.
His smirk is a little nefarious. Like, I'm looking at it, I'm like, I feel threatened. I'm scared.
He's one of those actors that I just like everything that he's in.
No, he's great. Yeah. I mean, he's a phenomenal. Like, he in Game of Thrones.
So
like,
good.
That's when I got introduced to him. Amazing.
I might be in love with him.
No, he's one of those celebs that has good energy. And I don't know how. I've never met him. But Zoe Kravitz is another one. Someone just explained she has, like, this rich, calm energy.
Yeah.
I'm like, she does. And I feel like Jason Momoa is another one.
Yeah. Doesn't he date Zoe Kravitz's mom?
Used to. Not anymore, I don't think. No, wasn't he... Yes, he did. No, he dated Zoe Kravitz, didn't he?
No, he was married to Lisa Bonet until 2024, so Zoe's mom.
Okay,
there you go. But they got divorced last year, so hello, daddy!
So you're saying there's a chance.
All I'm trying to tell you is if you want to see his ass, that's the show.
Okay,
that's it.
Noted.
All right, so Amanda and I are now in the relationship phase where we can be slightly annoyed with each other. The honeymoon period is pretty much over. And I want to give you two instances. One, I only realized this morning when you were telling the story about Bart that there are times in our relationship. Well, no, there are not a lot of times in our relationship when I'm the Bart. In this particular case, I was and it broke my heart. That one I'll do second. So I told you that we're moving my son Hollis up to Athens this weekend into his apartment. He's going to UNG, then he's going to transfer to UGA. And man, he's got a great plan. He's getting the grades now. He's going to get that Hope Scholarship. Everything's looking great. What I did when we were going to sign him up initially for his apartment complex, and this is where she got so annoyed with me because she's like, you are robbing him of a quintessential college of experience. So they have this program that you can hire college students when you show up to the apartment at a certain time that will help you bring up all of the stuff into their apartments. So when I told her that I had hired a bunch of students to do that, so once we get to Athens, they will be helping these students, these random students that are getting paid, they will be helping us bring all the stuff up to his apartment. She was so annoyed. She's like, this is like the quintessential college experience. You should be sweating it out with your kids. You should not enjoy this experience whatsoever. And here you hired a bunch of kids that are taking these things out of our hands. She was visibly annoyed. She's like, you are so soft.
Yeah. Well, you are.
Yes. But I can assure you this, when I ran the idea by my ex-wife, who is my age also, she was like, thank you.
You are soft, but you are also older and wiser. Yep. And that back doesn't pick up things like it used to.
Tell me.
Those knees don't bend like they used
Tell
to.
Tell me, man. And Joe's going to be there also. He's my age as well.
Yeah.
So if Amanda wants to pick all that stuff up and run up there with the college students that I hired, go for it, girl.
And, you know, I appreciate it. So I used to do move-in day at my university because I was a hall director. So I would help kids move in on first day. And it makes everything go so much faster. It allows the family to actually be in the moment with their kid. It allows mom and dad to be in the room helping their son set or daughter set up everything. It's really cool. And because he's not in a dorm, you're kind of recreating that experience that he is missing, which is freshman move-in day. I think it's great.
Yeah, I can't even complain about her at all because she's been so helpful. I was telling Cassie you weren't in the studio. This is kind of a sidebar. She's just so damn sweet that yesterday, because I was at work and Hayden has been looking for any kind of job to get any kind of money right now to help his mom out because they are living together and, you know, he needs to chip in a little bit. So he's got social anxiety and he's very nervous about going from place to place. So Amanda volunteered for the second time now to take him to fill out job applications and go on interviews and calm him down before he goes in. So she goes with him yesterday. And then when she was done with that, she comes over to my house and immediately turns around and goes with Hollis and I to go school shopping for him for college. Mm-hmm. So I was thanking her yesterday, late last night before she took off. And I said, thank you so much for investing all of your time in my family. And she stopped me and looked at me weird and she said, that's our family.
Aw. She's so stupid thoughtful.
Damn her.
I know.
I almost started crying last night. I'm doing it again now. So the second thing, this was my annoyance because of her sweetness, but I was the Bart in this situation. So I think it was last Friday that Fulton County Humane Society had to euthanize like 30 dogs at 7 o'clock on either Thursday or Friday night.
Yeah, Lifeline Animal Services, they're struggling right now. Like there's overcrowding at a lot of the county shelters right now.
So I get this text from her and it says, I'm thinking about doing something and just begging for forgiveness rather than asking for permission. I have absolutely no idea what she's talking about, but she doesn't have the capacity to do that. So she comes clean to me and she's like, she's starting to text me. She's like, all of these dogs are about to be euthanized at 7 o'clock tonight. And Atlanta Humane Society is very good about marketing that the dogs that are going to be euthanized. They are trying to get, they're doing their job. I am not complaining about the way they handle their job at all, but it's their job to emotionally get you connected to these dogs, knowing that if you don't come and help out, these dogs aren't going to be around anymore. So on their Instagram, they're showing this one dog, Scrappy, that Amanda immediately fell in love with. A shy dog, little dog. They said he doesn't bark a lot. He just wants to be kind of kept to himself. So they're describing him. She immediately attaches herself to him. And then they show him on his last walk, and they literally say this is Scrappy's last walk before 7 o'clock. So Amanda comes in and she is crying because we were going to meet that afternoon, and she's like, she wants to go and she wants to foster this dog. So I become Bart and I become practical.
Mm-hmm.
Yet I am feeling so much guilt about it too, because I'm feeling the same. I love dogs, mm-hmm. and I'm always kind of like chopping at the bits to get another one, even though I know I don't have the time for it. I don't have the space for it right now. I have a dog that will completely ignore a dog that comes in the house. So I'm always thinking about it. So she brings it in or she brings it up and she tells me about it. And I immediately start taking a look at the pictures. And my knee-jerk reaction was, and she's crying. She's crying. There's tears. So
she's a sensitive soul.
She is, and I love her for it, right?
She cares big.
But we're in a position right now. She's living in one place. I'm living in the other place. When she spends the night at my place, which is more often than I'm at hers because of my work schedule, she brings Copper, her dog, in. And it's just like this back and forth. And we're kind of living these two lives, mostly her. The stress is on her. So I had to say, look, this is, you don't have the bandwidth for this right now. You know, you just don't. You got an almost 5-year-old that just started school again. You're going to be tracking this dog into your house, then into my house. It's become my dog also. We just can't do it right now. And I felt terrible about it. I felt so guilty about it. To make a long story short, we did not get any dogs. And to make a long story short, with a winning and a positive outcome, Scrappy was adopted.
Yay!
Oh my God, I'm so relieved.
I know, man.
Well, you can't end the story with that.
Yeah, right.
I thought you were gonna, even though we didn't adopt Scrappy, he did now.
Scrappy is okay. And I think they have another one of these coming up. I'm not sure if they have like certain days. I didn't really do the research on it. Like they're holding out and holding out and holding out. And then they have these days where they have to like do all of that in one day.
And just to clarify, Atlanta Humane Society is a no-kill shelter. So that's not happening there. This is
a Fulton County.
Yes, something. Exactly. So it's the county shelters that get they're over capacity. And if you've ever visited one, which I have, the overcrowding, like it breaks your heart.
It does.
If you are in a position where you can foster or you can adopt responsibly, then I highly encourage you to do so.
Adopting responsibly also is really, and again, it was going to be a fostering situation, but I also was trying to be practical about it. And when I'm the practical one in the relationship, we got a real problem. But I was thinking, look, we can't give it 100% attention once it gets into our house, and that's not great for it also. So I think adopting responsibly and not emotionally was the key that day. And it's still, the good news is Scrappy's okay. The good news is Scrappy is okay.
The Burt Show.
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.